This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Every trial or a promotional period that automatically renew would have to notify customers by email at least 3 days before the cancellation deadline. This would apply to free gift or trial periods longer than 15 days. The bill has cleared the Senate. More at nowdecatur.com.
This has never happened before. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They'll start to pick a jury today in New York City to put a former president on trial.
This is the start of the people of the state of New York versus Donald J. Trump.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the courtroom in 2 hours.
About 100 people at a time will be called into the courtroom. That's where Judge Juan Merchan will then explain to them about the case and ask if any prospective juror doesn't think they could be fair and impartial. Those who raise their hands, well, they'll be kicked out and excused. But those remaining, they'll be seated in the jury box in small groups. They'll be handed the 42-question jury questionnaire to fill out.
The former president is charged with falsifying business records and payments to keep an alleged affair quiet.
Accused of taking money from the Trump Organization to reimburse his lawyer, Michael Cohen, who made those payments from his home equity, and the company then allegedly listed those as legal expenses.
The former president's been ranting against the case on Truth Social this morning, calling it a witch hunt and election interference ahead of his rematch with President Biden. The former president's also trying to delay this trial, appealing a gag order the judge imposed, writing he wants his voice back. Israel's war cabinet's been meeting, discussing a response to Iran's weekend attack
that included hundreds of drones and missiles. Reports indicate President Biden told Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Americans will not support or participate in a counterstrike against Iran.
Fox's Trey Ingston, Tel Aviv. Most of the drones and missiles were shot down by Israel or the U.S. and our allies. The head of the U.N. is calling for maximum restraint. At an emergency security council meeting, Deputy U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood said the council must condemn Iran
and call for Iran and its partners and proxies to cease their attacks.
Iran says it was retaliation for an Israeli strike in Syria this month, killing Iranian commanders. Two law enforcement officers are being mourned in New York, a Syracuse cop and a sheriff's deputy shot dead last night by a gunman who was also shot and killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Iran's attack on Israel could lead the House to vote on a stalled foreign military aid bill, but Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew tells Fox Business.
I would want the Pentagon to do an audit to know where all this money has gone, the over $120 billion that we've given people already.
Many Republicans oppose giving Ukraine any more aid, though others side with President Biden, who says we must keep helping Ukraine battle Russia's invasion. Also this week, House Republicans plan to deliver articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
It's still unclear if Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will hold a trial, move to dismiss, or table the impeachment. Over 40 Republican senators are demanding Schumer hold a trial, saying articles of impeachment have never been tabled. Mayorkas is accused of not following immigration and border security laws and misleading the public by saying the border is secure. Democrats call it a sham impeachment. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks could rally. Dow futures up more than 200 points after last week's selling, the worst of the year for the Dow, down more than 2%. It is tax deadline day for most Americans to file their returns or file for an extension with the IRS, unless you're in declared disaster areas or in Maine or Massachusetts, where the deadline is Wednesday because of holidays. It's Patriots Day in Massachusetts, which also means they're getting ready to run the Boston Marathon. Scottie Scheffler is golf's master again, winning the famed green jacket for a second time in 3 years.
It's been a long week, a grind of a week. The golf course was so challenging, and to be sitting here wearing this jacket again and getting to take it home is extremely special.
Scheffler won the Masters by 4 strokes, shooting 11 under par at Augusta in Georgia. Ludvig Åberg finished second. Tiger Woods came in last among the golfers who qualified to play the weekend. It was at 16 over par. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry, where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces, from garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
Bring in the fashion at Shop on Main. Stop in today to see the beautiful selection of vibrant colors and apparel, fun and beautiful accessories, including the new Chala handbags. New arrivals are coming in daily, and you'll be sure to dance into spring with the latest fashions. Don't wait. Shop today at Shop on Main and the Party Shop in beautiful downtown Decatur. Shop on Main, 407 North Main, Decatur.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Sunny with a high of 82. Tonight, 40% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Overnight, increasing clouds and a low around 61. For Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and windy, high near 80. And Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny and a high near 72. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 56 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06. This look at your weather brought to you by Shop on Main, downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf in studios. We'll go over tonight's council agenda. We will also check in with Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, if you are a resident of Mount Zion or heading to Mount Zion over, I don't know, the next several months, 121 is going to be a mess. That's the good news. Bad news is 121 has been a mess for a long time before the state arrived. They're doing milling and resurfacing. I have no idea what that technically means other than I'm hoping for fewer potholes the size of Pittsburgh. But that starts today. I did come in that route this morning to see and just the barrels on the side of the road. But the 15th is the beginning, I think, till mid-June. And there's not a lot of ways around that. I mean, you can go all the way out South Shores, all the way back past McCletsey to heading towards,
you could wiggle around Grove Road, too.
And yeah, you
kind
can
of
go
cut
there.
Off part of it and sneak around.
Yeah. Anyway, it's good news. I know we complain about the roads, and then we complain about when
happy.
They fix the roads.
Be
I'm happy.
I just hope they don't, like, daily change the lanes.
It will.
You know, that last summer was like, what happened?
Where are we going? Which way? Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. But yeah, most of it will be one way, one lane, one way traffic, in and out. So that starts today. There will be traffic control, arrow boards and barricades directing traffic, according to the state of Illinois Department of Transportation.
And please slow down and don't be a jerk.
Sure.
You know, that should go without saying, but unfortunately, you know.
Yes.
But.
It's good news.
It is good news.
Spend some of our money that we've
it's
already
exciting.
Spent on
I
our
love roads.
Road
projects.
Okay. Mayor Wolf is in studios tonight. I'm looking at the agenda for this evening's city council chamber meeting, which will take place at 5:30 p.m. What am I looking at? What's top of your list?
Oh, frustration over having to pay to take down two old schools.
Okay.
You know,
Walk me through this process.
Okay. The Koppenbarger And the old Durfee, Durfee's on like Jasper and Grand, Jasper and...
Yes.
Is that... I get Grand.
The old Durfee. The original Durfee.
Yeah. Which I believe both projects, both buildings were purchased by churches at one point and turned into churches. But then the churches didn't have the ability to maintain them.
Okay.
And they became derelict property. They don't have the assets to really go after them. So the Decatur taxpayers get stuck with the outrageous
amount. Okay, I used to know where Koppenbarger is, but
hard.
I can't...
It's hard. It's kind of tucked away in a neighborhood... And the north side over to the east a little bit. I'd have to like map it.
I hadn't heard that name in years. So
and so it's hidden, so we don't see it, but people in the neighborhood do. And I think that's the one where somebody had basically kind of moved in and turned it into an apartment in there. Not that they should have. It's supposed to be secured. But Brian, it's going to cost if council moves forward with the bids we have. It's going to cost over $1.6 million to take those down.
How is that possible?
It's these stupid old buildings are full of asbestos, and then they're huge.
So how did it end up being the city's problem and not District 61's problem?
Well, District 61 is a whole lot more responsible now than they used to be because they have a policy in place that if a building that they are no longer using is not like – repurposed or sold to a bonded entity in 3 years, they take it down. We had a deal with them on Woodrow Wilson that the city paid half. But it's just, it's incredibly frustrating because that kind of money comes out of a fund we would use to be proactively engaged in doing something to improve this community. And instead, we are having to clean up somebody else's mess.
Okay.
And it's wrong.
Now, you said they're more responsible. That doesn't mean they were responsible when these deals were done. So why are they not on the hook for it?
A different time and different school boards, and they kind of said, we'll sell it to you for a dollar. I'm making that up. I don't know that it was a dollar, but they allowed properties to, without any regard for whether somebody had the wherewithal to, or the means to really maintain these buildings.
Okay, but still, once again, once they sell it to someone else.
It's not their problem anymore. It becomes mine.
Okay.
Or ours as taxpayers.
Mm.
So it's incredibly frustrating. And then, Brian, you start looking at, we're an old city and we've got some giant old buildings, whether they're factory warehouses or old properties. And, you know, if we can even find the owners, holding them responsible it's so frustrating.
So you're confident moving forward, you know, how many of these other old deals are still out there?
You know, I didn't even realize about Koppenbarger until about a year ago.
It's on Condit Street, by the way.
Yeah.
And Woodford. Condit and Woodford is where it is. Yep.
Way it's further north than I was thinking.
Yeah. Yep, I'm looking at the street view. Okay. I've driven by this multiple times. It's around maybe like the it's there and it's in disrepair. It's not good.
I'm just trying to picture that in my head. Anyway, so how many more of these are sitting out there?
That's a really good question. I mean, the school district right now, I think they've got, I don't know how many buildings they have that are not in use. But, you know, I applaud them for being more proactive of this school. And it may have been two school boards ago that, agreed to this. And, you know, moving forward, if they can at least have, you know, if Brian Byers wants to.
I'm not a church. I'm not taking any buildings.
Let's say you decide
you're
going to open a brewery in an old church like somebody did in Monticello. They can have you bond to have the at least cover the cost of demolition. And I don't know why that wasn't the practice before. But we've got old churches in downtown Decatur that are standing there that are, you know, problematic. And who's going to pay to take those down? It's frustrating.
So do you have the $1.3 million?
It's over $1.6, I believe.
I'm sorry, $1.6?
Well, it'll come out of a fund that we had been building for economic development purposes to try and help us, you know, do the infrastructure that we need to make the way for new companies to come to town. So it takes away from that.
Yeah. Hard to imagine Condit and North Woodford is going to be adding anything to economic development.
Well, even the other site. I mean, I know it's on Jasper and that's one of the areas we're trying to really focus on cleaning up, but I can't see some, you know, high dollar retail establishment that wants to locate there.
Is there any chance to recoup like any money from like selling salvaged brick or any, I mean, is there anything there?
I don't think so. I mean, we've managed to, with some of the old factories that have burned, we've partnered with the unions who have helped us, you know, they've used it as a training site to take some stuff down. I don't know what the opportunities are there, but these projects actually went out for bid and those are the bid prices. I think they came in a little lower than we had estimated. So, yay.
Yeah, okay.
Hurts a lot.
So moving forward though, is that all dependent on what that elected school board looks like?
Well, for schools only. But, I mean, that's a policy they've adopted. They would have to change their policy. But, you know, the schools are not the only problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got old churches, you've got old factories, you've got old warehouses, you've got, you know, a lot of old structures around town that, you know, are blight on the neighborhood. And it also takes away from, you know, if you want to take down derelict houses and do something else. Well, if we've got to spend, you know, $1.6 million taking down two buildings, you know, every house that we take down, it's about $15,000. It's 30 if it has asbestos. So do the math. I mean, it's not right.
All right. I don't know what the answer is.
Me either.
Okay. But I'm glad you got it off your chest and hopefully you feel a little better about going into tonight. All right. What else is on the calendar? There's a lot on the calendar.
There's a lot on the calendar and I'm trying to remember the agenda.
Trigger if I can.
Please meet us, Batman.
Rezoning. There's a lot of rezoning and also, annexing. That's always popular.
Well,
you don't pay taxes to us now, but next week you will.
The one that's on the unfinished item on the agenda, we had,
this is Sunset Avenue.
Yeah, a remarkable number of involuntary annexations on our. I mean, we ran out of letters, I think, on the consent agenda. These are properties that are completely surrounded by city property, but.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how Sunset wouldn't be on.
Well, it's weird. It's like their backyard.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that's so important to city staff that we get those in. It is consistent with our policy, but it's not like they're going to be developed or like there's water service. So, the ones on the regular agenda are not, maybe consent agenda, are not, the ones on there tonight, other than the Sunset Avenue, are voluntary.
Okay.
Like they want
those are people that actually want the services.
Yeah, so.
What are you transferring property to the Staley Museum?
Okay, we renamed the area around the Staley Museum as Staley Square, I think, last summer. There was an old nursing home that was on, like, across the street from the museum. And the city tore it down for that. Part of that property is going to go to homeowners that allow them to have more of a backyard.
Okay.
But it's going to be, we're going to give maybe it's a dollar. I don't know. We're big on selling stuff for a dollar. It will be new parking that the museum will pay to resurface
Could be used.
Yeah, because it's really hard. I've taken tour groups there it's like there's just not very much parking in that area. So it'll be really, really good for the museum.
All right, good stuff. Let's talk about chemical feed upgrades and bulk water upgrades.
I thought you'd never ask.
Well, this seems kind of important, but it's just sort of thrown in with all the other stuff.
It's important. It's expensive. We have changed the technology at our South Water Treatment Plant.
Yeah.
And some of the technology, the chemicals that you do stuff to clean the water, it's based on stuff from like the 1800s. And now we have newer equipment and there is better chemical compounds that you can buy and different, but you have to worry about worker safety, water safety, all of the stuff and how long it allows the machinery to work well.
Right.
And so that is like a $3 million investment in that.
All right, let's go down to the lake. You've got a resolution for Lake Services Dock System. Mm-hmm. This is with GH Marine and also the Marina Fuel System. So what does that mean for lake users?
Well, our docks that the city/fire department, you know, government docks, it's not the mayor's dock, just a heads up. It's for like, you know, the lake patrol and fire rescue, those guys
that are down there at the horseshoe.
And so we're putting in new docks for them. Covered docks, more modern, it'll be great. But the most exciting part to, I think, the general public, the boating population anyway, is that GH Services is going to go in. They are going to take the old boathouse that's down there, the old structure right at where you would launch your boats.
Okay. Well, hang on a second. Where are we located here?
West of the beach house, like that big parking area where people go down to launch their boats.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a small lake patrol office. Yeah,
that is going to be a convenience store that GH Marine is going to run.
That tiny little?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's at least a beginning. It's a good start
with
for
like
us.
Fuel pumps.
Mm-hmm. And that's there will be new fuel pumps that they are going to run instead of the city. It's been a mess the past few years because the park district used to have the gas
down at the other side.
The other side that went away a few years ago because they had to replace it. I mean, it was just past its life. And so we started selling gas out of where the city would gas up, you know, lake patrol boats. It was incredibly hard because you didn't know where you were in line. Like at the old place when the park district had it and then the city partnered with the park district, you could tell, like, I got here first. I'm going to gas up. And then you kind of got in line and people were very cordial. Well, when the city started doing it from the gas docks, you had a big dock where a lot of people backed their boats out and you couldn't really see who was coming and what they were doing. You had people launching their boat. You couldn't tell if somebody was going to try and get out of the lake or if they were in line for gas. If you have a pontoon boat, you might have to back it in, which, I mean, it was just, you know, you talk about raising your blood pressure and trying to make it work. But GH Marine is going to own and operate that.
All right. What's the overall? I know everyone has an opinion whenever there's anything announced about, oh, we're going to improve, you know, lake recreational use. But, I mean, if you go down there and you look at the way it looks today versus just a couple of years ago, I mean, people have to, like, even the people who were against it have, what do they say today?
Well, I mean, I haven't done a poll or anything, but it's...
I'm just talking about the feedback you get.
The general population is like, wow, that's so pretty.
Yeah.
And you're lit up at night. And, you know, Brian, you go back to when we started with the park district, what, 20 years ago, talking about redeveloping the lake and the things that we could do and the things we needed to do right away. It looked like a shanty town on some of those, you know, concrete.
Well, before lake dredging and everything else. I mean, all the stuff in the lake, on the outside of the lake.
It was crummy.
Yeah.
And now it's been replaced by beautiful docks. And, you know, I understand that some of these clubs, they've been around for a long time and they have a social network there. And, you know, I think what has happened is they've tried to make it to where those entities could move all together to newer docks. And, you know, overall, it's such a positive for the community as a whole. And I haven't seen anything on this recently, but I believe they're going to have boat rentals out of the convenience store too. So whether it's a canoe, kayak.
Is this the local company that did all the docks?
Yes.
So they're expanding now into the other areas.
It's a local company that's doing great things and their work is just amazing. And it's,
well, the docks look fantastic.
They really do. And it's really pretty at night too when they're all lit up.
All right. What, there's a lot on here about conservation and watershed protection. I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
It's more of kind of an effort as we look at protecting the lake from filling up again with more junk. You know, it's because farmland and everything tend to, you know, seep into the waterways that feed into Lake Decatur. And so we're trying to really protect the lake. And there's a lot of little items on there regarding that.
I love M, literally item M, because I have no idea what this means. Resolution accepting Heartland Controls quotation for the purchase of a full profile insertion meter. Got anything?
Yeah, I got to look at that.
I don't know.
Hey, at least the whole package
is available. I don't know what a full profile insertion meter is.
You can read about it on,
is it expensive?
Online at
is
your
it
favorite
not?
Website. But that's one of those things that they used to, all we're really required to do is put out an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can actually get the detail if you want to go to DecaturIL.gov.
Yeah.
And find it. Good luck.
What's the deal, literally, with the, when will council elections next be held and all of that?
In 25.
Okay.
So three seats that are up are David Horns, Chuck Kuehl, and Ed Culp.
All right. And what do you have any idea about? I feel like this stuff always comes up sort of last minute.
It does. And folks who are thinking about running for council really need to think about it now. And, you know, I think any of us are happy to talk to you about it. And,
do you feel that there's like a line of people who want to do that?
I think there are people who would, but it's become so nasty in the last decade or so.
Has it become just sort of the norm, though? Has that died down in your head a little bit? Not the activity, because it's always there. But, I mean, after a while, they just become that little dog yapping in the corner.
Well, Brian, you and I have been in the public life
A long time.
For our professional lives, for the most part. Yeah. And so we're probably a little more hardened to it than genuinely nice people who are just trying to do their civic duty, and they're not expecting somebody to come out and just say stuff that's not true and just be mean.
Just for no reason. Yeah,
It's like, well, why? Why would anybody say that about me?
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, you can't win a fight on social media. So it's just, you can try and inform people and it just doesn't matter. It's too bad.
It is too bad. And I do feel bad for people who do. You know, one of the things that we've, you know, whether it was Young Leaders in Action or the interns that work for us, I mean, I'm honest with these kids. It's like, you know, people aren't going to tell you this, but this is how life works. Even if you have the best intentions and try to do good things in your life, there's going to be people lined up to criticize you, telling you what you should do, where you should spend your money, where you should give, where you should help.
Yep.
It's just the sport that we do here. I don't get it. I don't understand it, but it is the reality.
Yeah, it's fun.
Come on, you're not bothered by any of that, are you?
I'm less bothered than I used to be, you know, because...
What did it take you to get to that point?
COVID, probably, you know, because things were so nasty during COVID, and then you just had to accept that you can't really make everybody happy, and, you know,
no, we are. You can't. Oh, by the way, the full profile insertion meter is something to do with the South Water Treatment
Plant. Ah, yeah. Okay. It's another one of those things. Uh-huh. That's another one of those fun things.
High quality, long lasting, easy to maintain meters.
Yay.
From there you go. McCrummy. So there you have it. How do you, when you're sitting up there and you get just, as you said, $1.6 million to take down two buildings. How does the average, ordinary, elected sort of person from the community to sit and you have to put a lot of faith in your staff. I mean, you have no idea. Like, I have no idea what a full profile insertion meter costs or what it's worth or how much. How do you do that?
Well, you do have to trust you have to trust city management. You have to trust city
staff. $32,586.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not from the city's budget, but still. I mean, $32,000 adds up to something else you could or couldn't have done with it.
That includes service startup and freight, though.
Yes.
And I'm just sitting here telling you this, just the way the city manager will tell you this tonight, and you're by and large just taking his word.
Well, but I think... I don't feel like we rubber stamp.
Yeah, but you, there's no way that anybody sitting up there is going out and vetting any of this.
Well, I mean, and that's on a local level. Think about state lawmakers who have no clue.
You go to a federal level and it's just nuts.
Yeah. So anyway,
I do know this: the current meter was installed 36 years ago. That seems like a pretty long shelf life for whatever a full profile insertion meter does.
We do go more than end of life on a lot of things, like, you know, buses and police cars. We try to keep those up as much as we can because that stuff gets expensive.
So when the city manager or whoever prepares this to give this to you, I always love that there is a line item that is potential objections. Like, this is the literally the Cliff Notes version for the council. Who might show up and be mad about this, right?
Yep.
According to staff, no objections are known at this time about the full profile insertion meter. So that will be an easy one.
Bet now that everybody's heard about it on the radio, we might have
it's got to do with water. I think people are okay with making sure their water's all right.
Well, absolutely. And after everything that went wrong, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, you do whatever you need to do. So
how do you, because this is interesting to me, you know, in context of having other people run and people wanting to serve. It's a lot. I mean, just if you look at every city council packet that comes out, there's a lot.
Yeah, there's like 419 pages in this one.
And do you think most people read the whole thing?
Well, some of it's just like whether it's an IDOT contract or so, you kind of glance at it and see if there's anything weird, but I don't think most people go.
But even if you read it, do they know? I mean, how could you be experts in all of this?
You can't. You know, you do the best you can. If you have questions, or you might reach out to somebody and say, hey, what is this? You know, and staff's really good about answering and explaining why it's needed. Well, like with the water stuff, we did a field trip last fall where we went to the water treatment plant, walked around, said, okay, these are the new Claricones, and this is what this is going to do, and here's what the old ones did, and isn't that pretty, and isn't that not? And, you know, so Some of it's educating yourself. Some of it's listening to people.
And do you think people realize when they run or they don't run, but particularly sort of the advocates, the activists, the people that like to get up and rant at council meetings, have any understanding of how just how much of this is part of the job? I mean, no. You're not changing the world. You're voting on a water meter.
And a lot of people think that we have a lot more power,
yeah,
or ability to affect change than we really do. You know, and we do our best to do what's best for the community as a whole and to do the least amount of harm. That's, you know.
All right. Well, G&H Services, that's cool.
It is very cool.
With the lake development stuff, and that it just looks fantastic down there.
All right. It does. So wish me a happy birthday.
Today's your birthday?
It's a birthday.
You had to drop me on it when I got 30 seconds, huh? I didn't know. I thought you would have been in Rome with all the other important HSHS people.
I was expecting balloons, something. There's nothing here. Maybe the surprise is in Carolyn's office when we walk out.
Okay. It is. Okay. You go do that because we got to go to News and Copper. There would have been donuts, but Kevin's in Rome.
I don't even like donuts. Tacos, maybe, you know.
At 7:30 in the morning?
Absolutely.
Anytime.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's kind of one of those universal.
Happy birthday, too.
Thank you.
Be nice to her tonight, folks.
Yeah, start my day with you and end up with city council. Who could ask for anything more?
We'll be back.
Bye.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Jury selection starts today for the people of the state of New York versus Donald J. Trump. He's accused of falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments before the 2016 election.
100 people at a time will be called into the courtroom, and Judge Juan Merchan will explain the case to them and ask if any prospective juror does not think they can be fair and impartial. And of the remaining people, they'll be given the 42-question questionnaire before each one is questioned individually by a prosecutor and a defense lawyer.
Fox's Eric Sean. Rust movie set armor. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is sentenced today.
Gutierrez-Reed was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the fatal onset shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. The fourth degree felony carries a maximum penalty of 18 months incarceration.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Actor Alec Baldwin fired the gun. His manslaughter trial scheduled to start in July. He was also a producer on the movie. America's listening to Fox News.
Spring is in the air. Might be time for spring cleaning. Do you or a loved one need help around the house? From light dusting or switching out seasonal clothes to get ready for spring, call Synergy Home Care to help. At Synergy Home Care, we understand that people are happiest and healthiest where they're most comfortable, in their own home. Call or search Synergy Home Care today to learn more.
Synergy Home Care, care for everyone.
First Mid Insurance Group, First Mid Bank and Trust, and now Decatur have teamed up to bring you the First Mid Ticket Window with your chance to win tickets to see the beloved Cardinals play at Busch Stadium. Listen to Byers & Company from 6 to 9 for your chance to win. When they open the phone lines, be the correct caller at 217-875-1340. Also, keep an eye on the Now Decatur Facebook page for additional chances to win with the First Mid Ticket Window.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
At Brinkotter Realtors, we understand that no two clients are the same, and neither are their goals. We believe in getting to know you, your needs, your preferences, and your lifestyle. Why? Because you deserve more than a home. You deserve a place where memories are made, relationships are cherished, and comfort is found. From the moment you step into our world, your dreams become our purpose, and your goals, our mission. Discover the difference at Brinkotter Realtors. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 82. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, increasing clouds and a low around 61. For Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and windy, high near 80. Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny and a high near 72. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 58 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:34.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right. What's the old saying about, you know, keeping your head when everyone around you is losing theirs? Scotty Scheffler comes out on top by just being steady Eddie all the way through.
That's exactly what he is. I think part of the allure of some of our favorite past Masters champions, and I'm thinking Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and others, is that they occasionally go off course and face trouble and have to come up with some creative solution to rescue themselves and save par. They'll yank a drive 60 yards to the left, or they end up deep in the woods, or Mickelson will hit one off the hospitality tent, and or they're playing number six and their drive ends up in the seventh fairway. But that's not Scotty Scheffler. And, you know, where does he end up off the tee? Wherever he aims. He is a fabulously consistent ball striker who is, I would say he's borderline boring because he's almost never in trouble. And he's never in trouble because his ball striking is so precise. This guy's a machine, man. His ability to hit the ball arrow straight, I think it must unnerve competitors who need him to falter, but he just rarely does. You know, other golfers are two back, and they're pressing to make up ground, and they hit it into the water, or they hit it behind a tree. And he's always in the fairway. The competition slides from two back to three back or four back or six back, and Scotty Scheffler just motors along, basically expressionless. Sometimes he shares a smile with his caddy as they inch closer to, I think yesterday was a $3.6 million payday. So he is just locked in and has been for most of the last couple years, and his consistency really plays at Augusta. This was his fifth start in a Masters, and he's won two of the five. And now he can go after the U.S. Open, which his best finish there is second, and the PGA, which his best finish there is second, and the Open Championship, and I believe his best finish there is eighth. So usually someone seems in charge on the leaderboard, and you might look at the guys under him and try to imagine who could take a run at this guy. But I looked at that leaderboard yesterday, and I just felt like everyone there would crack before Scheffler ever did. And that's what happened. That's what he does. He wins by four. He's a beautiful golfer whose precision just wipes out the drama. And so, you know, I was kind of hoping we'd get one of those where might come down to the final hole, final putt. Nope. He just buries everybody.
Yep. I almost thought the kid from Sweden might do it, right? That was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was fun to watch for a guy that, you know, we don't know very well. He was the one guy that kind of tried to hang in there the best he could. Scheffler's really, really great. Played collegiately at Texas and has been really something. He's been what everyone else would like to be, the guy that can just fix his vision on a spot in the fairway, and that's where the ball goes.
Yep.
All the time.
And by all accounts, a really good dude, which matters as well. On the other side of the break, we'll get to the Illini. This Look at Tupper on Sports, brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank with two locations in Decatur.
Hello, my name is Matt Beavers, President and CEO of First National Bank. I wanted to personally thank our customers for trusting FNB to be their bank of choice in Decatur. In our 4 years here, we've been fortunate to work with individuals and businesses alike on projects big and small. We're proud of our financial products and the quality of service our team provides. We're truly a local bank who stays involved throughout the project and who you can come see in person at either of our Decatur locations. Thank you on behalf of our team at First National Bank of Decatur.
First National Bank, the quality bank. Member FDIC. FNBquality.bank.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the Illini basketball team.
Well, we're in the middle of this confusing, frustrating 2024 college basketball roster construction that is so heavily reliant on the transfer portal. And yesterday, Illinois added its third transfer as Brad Underwood tries to offset the loss of Terrence Shannon, Marcus Damask, Coleman Hawkins, Dane Danger, Justin Harmon. I mean, think about that. That's 80% of their scoring, maybe more. The latest addition is a guy Brad is very familiar with, a guard, Kylan Boswell, who played 2 years at Arizona, was a starter there on a really good team, but who grew up in Champaign and whose father is a University of Illinois graduate. He moved from Champaign and finished his high school career in Arizona, then reclassified so he could enroll at Arizona a year early. And even though he has been in college for 2 years, he's still 18 years old. He turns 19, I believe, this week, a five-star recruit coming out of high school, still a work in progress, but a lot of talent and potential there. So Brad is still looking for at least two more players and an assistant coach, as it appears assistant coach Chester Frazier is moving to West Virginia. I think they still need a big and an explosive dynamic scorer. Ideally, it would be A.J. Storr from Wisconsin. He is still out there. Don't really know what his situation is. He may end up going to the NBA. I don't know. And I believe Notre Dame's Kerry Booth, who's 6'10", visited over the weekend. He is thin, more like Coleman Hawkins than Dane Danger. His dad was Calvin Booth, who played at Penn State. But he's got 3 years of eligibility and also with a lot of potential to really blossom. So, you know, they already have added Trey White, 6'7", kid from Louisville, and Jake Davis, 6'6", from Mercer. There's just so much scoring and rebounding to replace, and a new assistant coach. I think Brad will have a plan there. And by the way, former Illini assistant coach Jamal Walker, he was an assistant with John Gross. When John was fired, he's the guy that became the interim Illini head coach in the NIT back in, I think it was 2017. He has been hired as an assistant coach at Ohio State. He's moving from Grand Canyon, and a good guy, and was a good, loyal assistant when he was at Illinois. So just to kind of update you on where people are going and moving. So still more work to do. We might learn some more this week.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. So Scotty Scheffler is a little like Max Verstappen. I'll put it to you in F1 terms. If you're just out doing what you need to do and you're in clean air and you don't have the drama, and then everybody else is forced to sort of take it a little higher, hit a curve a little, and they make mistakes and crash out of desperation because you're out in front and not making any mistakes.
Yep.
That's Scotty Scheffler.
I get that.
Doesn't necessarily make it for great viewing, right? But all of a sudden they're trying to, at Augusta, you gotta like just take safe shots. But the only way you're comfortable being steady with safe shots is if you're in the lead. You don't have to make up any ground, just maintain your ground.
Right.
Whole different mindset.
Because it takes something special for someone to come get you. You just got to do your job.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you're okay doing that and you don't go too high and too low, and his personality is very even keeled, you know, he looks the same expression, same speed of walk, you know, all around. Doesn't get overpumped like Tiger used to, you know, with the great shots. He's just steady, Eddie.
See, the best golfer in the world
right now. Oh yeah, by fact, he's number one in the world golf rankings. So yes, by his very definition, right now he is the number one golfer in the entire world.
And golf is so cyclical. Is he number one as in like Patrick Mahomes is clearly number one, or is he like Joe Burrow where it's like, I am right now, but it could go either way?
Golf is finicky. Since Tiger Woods, we've never had, it was going to be Jordan Spieth. No, it's going to be Rory McIlroy. No, it's going to be, right? And if you do those world golf rankings will, change.
Sure.
Right? Scotty Scheffler is number one. Rory McIlroy is still number two technically in the world. And that's based on a point system.
Sure, of course.
And it constantly changes. Mm-hmm. his game is just so, as Mark said, he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He doesn't go on the emotional sort of roller coaster ride. He's a guy sort of built. He's 27 years old. He's in the prime, getting ready to become a father for the first time. One of the great things about Scottie Scheffler is he's a good human being. And all weekend long, if she was going to go into labor, he was withdrawing for the tournament and getting on a plane and going straight there. It didn't matter if it was Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with the lead.
Wow.
Priorities are right.
That's right.
So easy to root for. Some would call it boring, but I don't find somebody being really good at their job, really good at their vocation to be boring. Others do. People want drama. People want John McEnroe. People want somebody screaming and throwing the rackets. I don't need that to appreciate really good athletes doing what they do, particularly with the pressure cooker situation of 40-mile-an-hour winds and all the conditions they had to deal with over the 4 days at Augusta.
He's someone who doesn't go looking for golf. He's someone that is, like, so consistently either in the hunt or having won, or he's clearly the number one, that he's starting to break through to where I run into him way more frequently.
Well, and part of that was the Netflix show.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Him and his wife were featured, you know, and if you look at a lot of those lives that were changed, you know, he was one of them. But you got the sense that, you know, the interesting thing to me about sports and sports fans in general is that we complain about all the bad behavior with athletes, right? We complain about, like, role models and all this argument that goes back to, like, Charles Barkley and, you know, way beyond. Yet when people come out that, like, by all accounts are good human beings and live by their faith, like Tim Tebow or whatever, it's like, we can't pile on enough. And, yeah. And I don't understand that.
Yeah, Tebow is the perfect example of that. Cousins was that for a minute, too.
Yeah. He was at Augusta with the, what's his face from now. The 49ers?
Brock Purdy?
No, the tight end.
Oh, Kittle? Uh-huh. Yeah, Kittle's everywhere. He was at WrestleMania.
They're all dressed in golf gear and stuff sitting. They were like being interviewed. It was like Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah,
Kirk Cousins buried all. Anybody nice, buried.
Yeah. Just
buried.
And I don't get that.
I don't either. It makes me root for people. When I get behind them a little, I'll give them that extra nudge.
Me too. Like I said, I was happy with however, like, Sunday turned out. And it looked like through about 9 holes that there, you know, cause there was like a 4-way tie. Like it was going to be, you know, a race. And then he just kept doing what he was doing and everybody else started to fall off. And you know, he put a lot of, you know, put some birdies on the, I mean, he did his thing, but it was almost like at number 9, I mean, things just changed and you know, you get that back 9 on Sunday at Augusta. There is pressure at the 4 majors, but there is a different kind of pressure about Augusta when they had a montage of people talking about that green jacket. And I know everybody on the outside goes, what a stupid, ugly green jacket. This is so dumb. And it's awkward when they do that thing in Butler Cabin and all that. Tiger Woods slept in his green jacket the first time he won. Slept in it.
Well, it makes sense in that realm. Yeah.
But I mean, sure. It's hard to explain to people outside that realm that this is every bit as big as a Super Bowl. I mean, this is what they all grew up watching, literally, from Nick Faldo to Trevor Immelman. I mean, you know, these are the people like globally watching on a tiny TV, you know, that what Augusta looks like.
Is there a trophy too?
Oh yeah.
I don't remember what.
Well, because the green jacket's right. The symbol of.
Usually I can think of all the major trophies. I just can't think of that one.
Well, probably the most famous of the trophies in golf is the British Open and the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
They don't, but what they do is they, it looks like the clubhouse.
Okay. I remember that.
You know what I mean? It's like a kind of a.
Yeah.
But they don't talk about the money. Like you have to go try to find what everybody made yesterday.
Right.
And you don't get that through the Masters.
It's the prestige. It's the hunt of.
And they've kept that thing, you know, the tradition of all of it. And I think sometimes there's a fine line between being old and boring and tradition. But it's nice that you can count on some things. I mean, they even bill it that way, you know, like,
yeah,
this is something that you can count on is going to be this way every year.
Yeah, we don't have to see all of the transactions front and center. This is the equivalent of winning a Lombardi or a gold medal or something. And
yeah,
and much like the Lombardi, everybody that wins gets a bump in money.
Right.
There's bonuses and all that stuff. But that's not what we're talking about. It's hoisting that trophy or hanging that jacket.
It's the green jacket. 900 separate pieces of silver.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In this particular trophy. Now, there's a permanent Masters trophy, which remains at the club that your name goes on, along cool. with all the other winners. But then you get a sterling replica of that and then a gold medal and the green jacket. And they hand out a lot of crystal, too. You get eagles. You get crystal trinkets.
Yeah, I've seen those.
You get like the par 3-9, which, by the way, Ricky Fowler didn't even come close to breaking that curse.
Yeah, he blew that one. He should have just shanked one.
Yeah, that founder's circle in front of the clubhouse, of course, is that, well, you can see that picture somewhere in here.
Yeah, I've seen
it. Get your picture taken there with the shape of the Augusta logo and the flowers. It's just beautiful.
Nice. So overall, is it pretty good, Masters?
Yeah. Nice. I mean, it depends on what if you like to see somebody really good at their craft, do it all the way through. If you need the drama and all the fist bumps and
And what about Tiger? Just pedestrian?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
human.
Over, right?
Human. Yeah.
Yeah, it's over.
A guy with his mind and what used to be his talent and if he could get back. I mean, you got to realize this is the first round of golf he has played, since withdrawing from this tournament last year.
Right.
So the expectations shouldn't have been anything at all. Then you throw in the unbelievable tough conditions, the fact that, he didn't get to finish his round the first day and had to go play more than one round the second day. On a course that's, difficult to walk with all of his physical limitations. I don't know what. He's got to figure out how to become some sort of ambassador to the game and mean something the way Jack Nicklaus, meant something. I can't imagine his mindset ever playing on the senior tour. I'm sorry, the champions tour.
If he's making these cuts and fans want to see him, is it a better service for him to keep making these cuts if he can? Or is it better to just sit it out and say, he's not tarnishing his legacy, is he?
Here's what he means for the game of golf. And he is Michael Jordan, LeBron James, probably more Michael Jordan just time-wise.
Sure.
Max Homa got to play the first 2 days with him out at Augusta in front of crowds. And he talked about how blessed he was. I mean, this was his childhood idol, right? That he got to walk these hallowed grounds with.
Could you imagine?
And the fans,
so cool.
The applause, the stuff that Tiger gets, now, like we forget about all the ups and downs. You get to a certain level at the end and then people just remember the greatness. In the game of golf, you're not getting knocked out in the first round like a punch drunk boxer that's been there too long. Like you said, he made the cut.
That's what I'm saying.
He got to the weekend.
He belongs in the tournament.
But I just don't know. In his mindset, though, if that's enough.
Right. Because him as an ambassador to the game, is this not what it is with maybe an upside?
Yeah, it is. At something like Augusta.
Yeah.
You go see him, at the John Deere Classic in Des Moines. I don't know.
That's probably
a thrill
below
for
him.
Des Moines. But how much more do you put your body through? You got kids. He's got his son who was there with him over the weekend on the practice range, which is great. That kid's just getting taller and taller. Yeah. Will he live vicariously through some of that? And, will that change? Yeah. And you got to worry about like your health. You want to be able to you're not an old guy.
And so maybe the John Deere Classic, or it, as you used as an example, is he's there as an appearance, not as a golfer.
Yeah, but why would he? I mean, I don't know that he, in the, what do? They celebrate the four a year, the big ones, right? I mean, he's only 48 years old.
Right.
I mean, we talk about him like he's a great grandfather. Does your body, do you want to have another 30 years of not having hip replacement?
I'm just saying, it would be cool for him to be around the game and be accessible without having to golf. Maybe he does the four big ones and one or two that he likes.
Yeah. And that's probably exactly what it'll be.
Maybe he shows up at others.
But is it worth doing that and having to have more surgeries and more physical right? I mean, yeah. It's not money.
Well, when his league launches, though, too, that will be
different, too.
Maybe that's where we get to see him all the time.
Mm, maybe.
I'll be watching that.
There's no doubt.
The first episode. We'll see. I'm very curious.
Yeah, I don't have any idea what to expect with that. I really don't. But their name power alone has brought a lot of people into the tent.
Yeah.
If it's got a shot, it's got a shot because of what they've done.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
That kid from Sweden is going to be something else, though. Ludwig. And it's funny because the name is spelled A-B-E-R-G, but it's Oberg is how it's pronounced. 23-year-old kid, shoots 7-under at the Masters. I mean, this is like literally Tiger Woods was like 18. This kid doesn't even know. Major tournament.
I know it's early, but were they talking him up like, hey, we're going to see this guy on the leaderboards and stuff?
He was on the Ryder. He was the European Ryder Cup team.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, so he's a legit.
A year ago, he was an amateur.
Okay.
Now he's got a Ryder Cup victory and second in the Masters in his literally first major tournament.
Okay. Yes, we should be watching him.
Oh, right? Yeah. And he's fun.
Nice.
And you know, I think about these kids. They come over here. They learn the language. You know, he goes to school or went to school in Texas. Yeah. So the wind, you know, he's used to all of that. It's amazing. It kind of reminds you of an F1 driver.
Oh, yeah.
Good looking kid with a lot of personality. And it was fun to watch. And then Max Homa. I really wish, you know, I felt bad for Morikawa, you know, dropping down. But I really was happy with just about any way it worked out yesterday with the four or five people that were at the top.
Good.
Good stuff. All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break and a look at your weather. Dr. J had meetings in Champaign today, so she's not with us in her normal setting. But we do have a lot to get to, including welcome to Wrexham, I think, May 2nd.
I'm excited.
I am trying hard not to find any news, which is really hard in your Apple news feed.
It is. Secret is out.
Trying really hard, and I'm going to continue to try that. We'll give you another Spring TV 24 preview, and then I think are the two best, maybe the two best shows on TV right now. We've got a lot to get to. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 82. Tonight, there's a 40% chance of showers after 11 p.m., some increasing clouds and a low around 61. For Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and windy with a high of 80. And then Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 2 p.m. It's going to be mostly sunny on Wednesday with a high near 72. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 59 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:56. This look at your weather brought to you by Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes.
Hi, this is Brian Mose. Join us at Brittlinger and Earl Funeral Homes for our open door session, April 18th at 11:30 or 6, where we're hosting an important conversation about prearrangements and preparing for the talk of a lifetime. Discover the peace of mind that comes with planning ahead and ensuring your wishes are honored. Our caring experts will help you start a discussion, answering any questions you may have along the way. Reserve your seat today and take the first step towards a meaningful conversation that will benefit you and your loved ones for years to come. Brittlinger and Earl Funeral Homes, here for you every step of the way.
Get ready for an extraordinary summer at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Experience sensational performances, breathtaking views, and unforgettable experiences. Witness the melodies of Sister Hazel and Deep Blue Something. Groove to the country sounds of Craig Morgan and Drew Baldridge. Rock out with Skillet and experience the legendary Living Color. Feel the Southern Soul with Blackberry Smoke. And get ready to dance with KC and the Sunshine Band. Join us as we take a nostalgic trip down memory lane with three decades of hip-hop featuring Petey Pablo, Baby Bash, Twista, Tone Loc, and Sugar Hill Gang. This exceptional lineup guarantees an extraordinary summer of music like no other. Visit devonamphitheater.com to see the entire 2024 season lineup and to purchase tickets. Availability is limited, so act fast. Summer lives here at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, where memories are made and music comes alive.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Member FDIC.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people, treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. Legislation in Springfield would aim to reverse the spread of news deserts in the state. A local journalism task force found that Illinois has lost over 230 newspapers since 2005 and over 85% of its newspaper journalists, the highest percentage in the country. The bill would create a student journalism scholarship program. It would also prevent local news organizations from being purchased by out-of-state companies unless there's a written 120-day notice before the sale. The bill has passed out of a Senate committee. The resurfacing project on Illinois 121 through Mount Zion from U.S. 36 to the Mount Zion south limits continues today. The upgraded traffic signals and sidewalk ramps have been completed, with the milling, resurfacing, and striping still to come. One traffic lane will be maintained in each direction. The project is...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.